Welcome to SciBud, your science buddy, bringing you the freshest breakthroughs from bioimaging. We use AI to bring you science news daily. I'm Maple, your guide for today's quick dive into an exciting new discovery. Today, we'll explore the groundbreaking framework known as VARGG, which stands for Variational Graph Neural Network for Gene and Gene Expression. This deep learning technique is making waves in the field of spatial transcriptomics, a field that has changed the way we analyze gene expression in tissue samples while preserving the spatial information crucial for understanding complex biological structures. To start, what is spatial transcriptomics? At its core, this technology allows scientists to map gene expression patterns onto the physical structure of tissues. Understanding how and where genes are expressed within tissues is essential for grasping how different cells function, especially in the context of diseases like cancer and neurological disorders. So why do we need models like VARGG? Traditional methods for identifying spatial domains, essentially clusters of cells with similar gene expression, often fall short. Some techniques focus only on gene expression data without considering spatial information, leading to results that do not accurately reflect the actual biological situation. Others incorporate spatial data but do so with limitations that compromise their accuracy. VARGG, however, leverages a combination of advanced machine learning techniques to provide a more comprehensive and precise analysis. The key innovation of VARGG is its hybrid architecture, which integrates a pre-trained vision transformer and variational graph autoencoders. This allows the model to capture both the intricate morphological features of tissues and the relationships between genes more effectively. The vision transformer uses self-attention mechanisms to consider global context, meaning it can recognize patterns and motifs across large areas of tissue. Meanwhile, the graph autoencoder focuses on local relationships within the data, enhancing detail and specificity. What did researchers find when they tested VARGG? They validated its performance on a variety of datasets from different sources, including human glioblastoma, mouse embryos, and breast cancer tissues. VARGG outperformed existing methods in accurately identifying spatial domains, as indicated by high adjusted RAND index, ARI, scores and silhouette coefficients, metrics used to measure the accuracy and reliability of clustering results. Interestingly, VARGG was able to delineate intricate regions within complex brain tissues, like the hippocampus, which is profoundly affected in conditions such as Alzheimer's disease. By showing how gene expression varies across these domains, VARGG effectively enhanced understanding of disease mechanisms and identified potential therapeutic targets. Despite these strengths, the framework isn't without its critiques. An AI reviewer pointed out both the merits and limitations of the study. On the positive side, the article was commended for its methodological transparency and the logical framework it laid out, which substantially contributes to reproducibility within the field. The detailed architectural design of VARGG and the inclusion of various datasets allow other researchers to replicate and build upon these findings. However, the reviewer also highlighted a minor area for improvement, the accessibility of the datasets used. While the authors say that the datasets are available, ensuring easy access and thorough documentation would strengthen efforts in reproducibility and assist the larger scientific community in verifying these results and applying the framework to their own research. Another key strength came from the rigor of VARGG's validation processes. Utilizing multiple platforms for validation enhances the reliability of the findings, allowing researchers to trust that the results will hold true across different contexts and conditions. The combination of statistical methods also showcases a robust analytical framework that other models may strive to emulate. In terms of clarity, the article is succinctly organized, making it manageable for a wide variety of audiences, from seasoned researchers to those new to the field of bioimaging. The thorough literature review placed VARGG in context within current research, providing insight into how this new framework advances the field. Now, to wrap up, VARGG is an impressive contribution to spatial transcriptomics, enhancing our ability to delve into the complex world of tissue architecture and cellular interactions. Its potential applications span from cancer research to understanding neurodegenerative diseases, while its design principles may inspire future innovations in bioimaging. As always, we encourage curiosity and engagement with the scientific process. For our listeners, this might raise questions about how we can translate such high-tech advancements into practical clinical tools or perhaps how these findings can transform our understanding of human health. Thanks for tuning into SciBud. If you enjoyed today's episode, be sure to share it with your science-loving friends and join us next time as we continue to explore the fascinating world of scientific breakthroughs. Stay curious.